This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
All right, y'all, here we are with another Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. I am here with Mike Brazier of Ducks Unlimited. Mike, thanks for hopping on the line with me really quick.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity to chat with you.
So why don't you give me a quick introduction of yourself, what you do for Ducks Unlimited, and then just tell me a little bit about DU.
Okay, I think I can do that. I grew up in North Mississippi. We'll start there, just a little bit of personal background. And I've moved around a little bit through my college years. And most recently, I spent 13 years with Ducks Unlimited in Lafayette, Louisiana, working for a partnership called the Gulf Coast Joint Venture down there. And more recently, and leading me to my current position, I am a waterfowl scientist with Ducks Unlimited here at their national headquarters in Memphis, Tennessee. I've been serving in that role since December 1st of last year. And it's a position that is designed just to bring some additional science capacity to our headquarters here. We have a number of biologists and scientists across the U.S. in our regional offices and our more local field offices. And so I provide some support to those folks and in our conservation planning efforts, but also just on a more basic level, I'm some science support, you might say, here at National Headquarters, ensuring that some of the messaging that we do, some of the communications that we do are reflecting our most current understanding of the state of waterfowl science and wetland ecology. And then also I participate in some of the efforts that we do related to international and national level science-based planning. So it's a bit of a mixed bag in terms of what I actually do on a day-to-day basis, but it's all fundamentally rooted in you know, the scientific foundation of Ducks Unlimited. And that's probably a good segue for me to tell you a little bit about Ducks Unlimited as an organization. We consider ourselves the world's leader in waterfowl and wetlands conservation. Wetlands conservation is our mission. We conserve wetlands primarily for the benefit of sustaining waterfowl populations for today and future generations. We also, of course, recognize the benefits that these wetlands provide to other wildlife and people. Ducks Unlimited got its start in 1937 by some very forward-looking hunter conservationists. The 1930s were a period of course, economic depression, and it coincided with some intense drought, and that drought created some very dire circumstances on the breeding grounds for waterfowl, and many of the hunters of that era became concerned with what they were seeing, and they wanted to try to do something. So they marshaled their support and formed the predecessor of Ducks Unlimited, which was More Game Birds in America. That organization persisted for a few years, and then in 1937, they formally changed their name and became incorporated as Ducks Unlimited. I will kind of deviate here for just a minute and let folks know that. So we have Ducks Unlimited Incorporated, which is based in the United States. We also have our partner organizations, Ducks Unlimited Canada, which obviously is in Canada and operates in that country. And then we also have DU de Mexico, which is Ducks Unlimited in Mexico, of course. And so those all three organizations work very closely to achieve our shared mission of conserving, restoring, and managing wetlands and other habitats for waterfowl. And so that's we have in the U.S. we have over 600,000 members, adult members. We have over 40,000 youth members, and looks like DU de Mexico has almost 5,000 members, and DU Canada has over 125,000 members. So a far-reaching membership base all across North America, all pulling in the same direction to conserve wetlands and waterfowl habitats, and doing so for the benefit of waterfowl, but also for all the other the good that this work does.
So what would you say are some of the most critical issue facing waterfowl and those wetlands and their habitat these days?
That's one of the things that has remained constant since these organizations got their start, is the fact that waterfowl habitats are constantly under pressure from one activity or another. And we do our best. We conserve habitat. We do our best in that regard to mitigate some of those pressures. And so as we look across North America, some of the same areas and same habitats that were under pressure in the 1930s continue to be so today. And so we have some high priority areas across North America, and at the top of the list is the Prairie Pothole region. That's the primary breeding ground for most North American duck species. So we're usually over 60-70% of the ducks in North America will breed in any given year. And so in that area, the persistent threat is the conversion of grasslands, native grasslands, which is nesting habitat for ducks, the conversion of that nesting habitat to agricultural uses, primarily agricultural uses, and then also the draining of wetlands. There are some policies in place at the state and in some at national levels and provincial levels to try to reduce the draining of the wetlands that are so critical for breeding waterfowl populations, but that remains probably our greatest threat is the loss of grasslands and wetlands in the prairies. And then we can look to some of the regions of North America that provide staging and migration and wintering habitats, such as the California Central Valley, the Gulf Coast, and in the lower Mississippi alluvial valley are some of our highest priority regions. And across those areas, we're similarly seeing a variety of land use changes and habitat threats. And some are a bit unconventional. When you look across those three wintering areas, rice agriculture provides surrogate wetlands for waterfowl and other water birds. And in some of those regions, the availability of water to actually enable rice production to continue is a major concern. We've also seeing water shortages place a great deal of pressure on the ability to manage wetlands for the specific purpose of benefiting waterfowl and other wildlife. And that's particularly noteworthy out west in California and southern Oregon, where just you might even say battles over the limited water supplies there are really rearing their ugly head, you know, and in some cases waterfowl are coming out on the short end of that. And so what else? Yeah, coastal wetland loss along the Gulf Coast has been occurring, boy, as long as we've been able to understand it and measure it, and those issues are not changing anytime soon. And so Ducks Unlimited has a role in each of those areas, conservation programs in each of those areas, and we're trying to do our best to help offset some of those losses and keep good habitat on the ground to benefit waterfowl.
Well,
you know, I will add one other thing that we're trying to do now, and it's probably going to be an increasingly important aspect of what Ducks Unlimited does. And it's sort of been a secret that we've kept, if you will, unintentionally, or we just haven't really championed it all that much, is the tremendous benefit that all this wetland restoration and conservation work actually plays beyond just providing benefits to waterfowl and other critters. And that's the role that wetlands play in floodwater retention, nutrient reduction, filtering nutrients out of our water supplies, helping to recharge groundwater supplies, and a whole host of other benefits. And so increasingly we're recognizing and beginning to market to a larger degree those benefits, and that's helping us broaden our base of support for the important conservation work that we do. So going forward, it's a bit of a challenge, but it's a huge opportunity for us to grow that support around our mission, and we're pretty excited about that.
That's fantastic. Now, two-part question for you. If people wanted to find Ducks Unlimited online, where can they do that? And then how can people then get involved with y'all's mission?
Yeah, and so that leads me to something that I haven't even mentioned at all, but to answer the first part of your question, the website is, the first question is, it's www.ducks.org. That's the website for Ducks Unlimited Incorporated in the U.S. And for Ducks Unlimited Canada, it's www.ducks.ca. And I'm not really, I'll confess that I don't know right off the top of my head what it is for DU de Mexico, but folks could easily Google Ducks Unlimited Mexico and that'll come up. So that's the first place to go, and there are several links on each of those sites where it speaks specifically to how you can help. And so one of the best ways for people to get involved if they're interested in wetlands conservation and waterfowl conservation is they can look into becoming a member first and foremost, but also we have a huge army of volunteers that help us with our grassroots fundraising. A lot of folks first learn of Ducks Unlimited because of the fundraising banquets that we hold across North America, quite frankly. And those are fueled, the effort that's behind that fundraising is fueled by tens of thousands of volunteers that dedicate their time and their energy and their resources to putting on these banquets and helping us raise money at the grassroots level. And that's a very great way to get involved. You're able to meet a tremendous number of people, like-minded people who share your values, and you're going to meet a lot of friends. You're going to contribute your time to a very worthy cause, and I think it's a great opportunity for people to give back to a very noble cause. You can learn about those chapters on our websites as well. There's plenty of information there where you can find if there is one in your area, where might be the nearest one, and how you can get involved in those chapters and attend those banquets. That's the first place to start.
Well, perfect. Mike, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me, share a bit about Ducks Unlimited. If y'all want to check out more about Ducks Unlimited, you can always head on over to the website. We have a conservation segment there on the website. It's thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can scroll down to the Ducks Unlimited section and learn a bit more about DU. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
On Mondays. Head offshore with Captain Scott Walker and Steve Roger for breathtaking deep sea adventures.
Coming to me.
He's jumping.
Oh!
Look at that belly.
Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue. Brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern.
Tell a few fish stories along the way.
On Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Brave anglers search for the one they call king, but who will take his throne? Tune in to Waypoint TV's Battle for Silver, Saturday, May 18th from 12 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Presented by Abyss Battery. Waypoint TV.